In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe? What the clock? Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. What the clock?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are rolling into the last night of winter officially, and it's going to feel chilly with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 38. That's way below normal. Tomorrow, first day of spring, sunshine, high temperature up to about 67. That's a little below normal, but spring officially begins at 4:58 p.m., and there will be a full moon tomorrow night as well. Thursday, high temperature around 70. I've got us dry, but, the rain chances are under 20%. And then on Friday, low 70. How about middle 70s on Saturday? The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah.
T-R-U-M-P-O.
for shizzle.
The Donald Trump haters, all of the Hillary Clinton supporters, to all of the people that said that my Trump was going to lose.
We love you, Donald Trump, Trump, Trump. We love you, Donald Trump, Trump, Trump.
Democrats find out that the guy that made that song is an African-American. Not allowed to do that, you know.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to the big broadcast we call Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Hey.
He's here too. He's even got his head in the bureau.
And here they are.
Please quiet. I still haven't washed the Pedialyte out of my headpiece.
And
otherwise, I'd join you.
Why not?
So we could carry that gangster look.
Right.
So what's new?
Not too much.
I look at the front of Drudge, and it's just such a collaboration of insanity. Crazy stuff. I just found this out. Yet another person who is close to the Clintons has been found mysteriously suicided. Another suicide. What is it about knowing the Clintons that makes people want to off themselves? Shall we look into this?
I think we should. I mean,
his name is Alan Krueger, a former Obama and Clinton advisor, has shocked the world of politics and business, where he was universally revered. I never heard of them.
But, I mean,
usually when people are revered, everybody kind of at least knows their name, right? Had a new book coming out in June. Was still a member of the faculty at Princeton. Lived at home with his wife, Lisa. The family just confirmed that he killed himself in a statement that was released by Princeton on Monday, but no further details have been offered. The book, to be released in June, uses the music industry, from superstar artists to music executives, from managers to promoters, as a way to explain key principles of economics and the forces shaping our economic lives.
Sounds like an interesting thesis.
Yeah.
Rockonomics?
Yeah. Best known for his groundbreaking research into minimum wage and the effects it had on labor. Of course, we know that the minimum wage is a farce.
It prices out low-skill workers.
You know, when you have idiots like AOC, livable wage at $15 an hour, you know where you can get it? Because the demand for people, qualified, competent people, is through the roof. They can't fill the jobs that they have. So they're paying more, and companies are paying more to keep people that are good at what they do. That's why I just got a 50% raise.
B-S-B-S. B-S-B-S.
25% raise.
No. Stop setting that thing off on purpose.
Is it annoying you?
Yeah, everything's annoying me today.
Well, tell me about
it. My taxes still aren't low enough, number one.
Wait, meaning what?
Meaning they take too much. The income tax is legal theft. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So way too high right there.
Yeah.
Spending my generation and the ones after me, what, Generation Z, those idiots, spending our futures oblivion.
You will find that every generation following yours is filled with idiots.
Right. This is, well, and the generation before mine. I'm talking about the Xers, not you. Not you, Mr. Boomer. Which, by the way, I'll look up the Smithsonian Channel schedule for you tonight in a second. But the debt and deficit keeps growing.
Yeah.
Even though there have been head fakes and winks and nods about lowering our military footprint abroad, which the president ran on, that doesn't seem to be happening. We're not tackling the major issues behind the things driving our debt and deficits, because it would be unpopular. And we only do things that are popular in our democracy, our democratic republic.
You know, you're finding out something that I found out during the Clinton years, when the economy was allegedly really good, before the dot-com bubble burst. Because the worst year of my adult life, income-wise, was 1999. Could not party like it was 1999.
Oh, man. But the sky was all purple. There were people running everywhere.
The one year when I needed every penny, I mean, to try and pay child to live in a $200 a month apartment in the middle of nowhere, Indiana, and on and on. And then at the end of the year, I find out that I owe taxes. I didn't even gross $20,000 that year.
Right.
And I didn't understand that. And I thought the whole idea was to help people who are struggling or had a, things haven't gone particularly well. And yeah, that to some extent, that was a very much a self-inflicted wound, but still I was, and that began my many years of angst with the IRS, which finally ended. It took 10, 11 years, I think, to get that cleared. Yeah, so I can appreciate your frustration. Why don't we have no tax
right
to a certain wage and then tax beyond that?
And then the super duper important, democracy dies in darkness when there's no free press. The free press seems to be just focused on the latest shiny object of the day, because apparently their readership and viewership are too stupid. And apparently the shiny object of the day is below the belt photos of Jeff Bezos and him sending sexting messages to his lover, which I would hope you, if you're going to send sext messages, you send it to your lover, not your grandma.
Yeah.
Why is this news? Why is Mr. Pecker, David Pecker, in the news again? Because it's a incestuous New York-based market? I don't know. People need to get their head out of their ass.
You know, they're finally getting around to admitting it. Ted Koppel. This is Ted Koppel. Said that he's finally come to the conclusion that the Post and the New York Times have nothing on Trump. They just think he's bad for America.
Yes.
Why?
Well, he's not progressive enough.
Progressive? Progressive doesn't mean progressive. Progressive means moving forward, advancing as a country, as a civilization. Progressives want to take away your freedoms. They want you to pay more taxes. They don't want you to drive combustible engine cars and fly on planes and every other... Oh, wait a minute. I just got breaking news, but this is for Joey's benefit.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that important?
Something. It's off-air conversation.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick.
Wait.
What's it say?
Shut
up.
Important bulletin or something?
It's for you.
Oh.
It's from Eddie Bader.
Oh, I like that guy.
He says, remind Joey that buying a home will help with some of those tax burdens.
Oh, it will. It will. And that mortgage interest deduction is great.
Let's get the ball rolling, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Joey to own a home. But let me see what East wants. Then we have sports. East?
I got a quick question. I'm a little worried about Joey because of the present media establishment. You know, they discovered that a guy, a Polish guy, killed was Jack the Ripper, right?
Yeah.
So that means, according to if the media establishment is consistent, that means everybody of Polish descent wants to kill women with a Cockney accent, right?
Yeah, it's a better version of My Fair Lady.
That's it. the Pygmalion. Listen, Joey, you're in trouble, man.
I'm actually more Russian than Polish.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well,
I descend from Rasputin. That's why I'm so charming with the ladies of the court.
I see how you beguile Greg from time to time, so I know that's entirely possible.
Well, in East, as we're speaking, Greg's trying to sneak over to the thermostat, our mobile thermostat. I've been cold in here for the last hour or two based on Greg's request to keep it cool in here, and now apparently it's not cool enough.
No, it's not. The air is not on. The AC is not on.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
You need to look up that episode. It wasn't the Twilight Zone. What was the other Rod Serling TV show that he had in the late 60s, early 70s?
Night Gallery.
Yeah, there was a guy that was on the Boomer Channel. His room completely frozen because he had died like years before. Yeah, and so he had an early air conditioning unit and stuff in Victorian times. Joey, look that up on YouTube. You'll enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
On this talk, Danny Creeper, 1FM at 319. Another shock in the baseball world today, Joey, as Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels signs a $430 million 12-year contract.
Yeah, that's why they call it the Sport of Kings.
Wait a minute. Sport of Kings, that's not baseball, that's horse racing.
Wait, I thought it was yacht racing. Ah, my bad, I misspoke.
$430 million. But he's worth it.
I agree.
He is the best
guy can play.
I mean, his war is like off the charts.
Would you like a television preview tonight?
Oh, from the Smithsonian? Please.
Tonight on the Smithsonian Channel.
Okay.
Disasters at sea at 7 p.m. 4 minutes to survive. A cargo ship MV Rockness travels through the winding shipping channels of Norway in January 2004, loaded with 23,000 tons of gravel. Got your attention, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly, the ship begins rolling dangerously to starboard, and within 4 minutes, it's completely upside down. After a desperate search for survivors and a heroic rescue of 3 crewmen trapped near the engine room, only 12 of the 30 crew members make it out alive. What follows is one of the most challenging investigations in Norwegian history. One that involved a stunning chain of oversights and errors.
Did Norwegia ever figure out what caused the ship to roll? Well, I'll find out. I'll watch. All right, what's next?
Well, we go from sea to the air at 8 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel. Air disasters. Disaster at Tenerife. Disaster at Tenerife.
You know what that was? That was the two 747s that collided.
Yeah.
In a fog, and it was caused by a Dutch pilot whose wooden shoes were getting itchy, and he started his takeoff roll while another 747 was still on the frickin' runway.
Yeah, and it says here nearly half a century later, it remains history's deadliest air crash.
It is.
583 passengers and crew killed.
I'm getting texts from Emily Hayes. Says,
what chipper thing she have to...
Stop watching the Smithsonian Channel.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Well, I learned...
It's all depressing.
Emily, I learned that we can't fight our wiser elders on the matters of what they want to watch and entertain themselves with.
Disaster.
You just got to give in.
Disaster. This disaster. Good Lord. She says...
I'm going to be continuing catching up on Game of Thrones. I've seen it, but we're before this new final season starts in April. My roommate Jonathan and I are catching up on past seasons.
You're still seeing a lot of...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of TNA. It's awesome. A lot of violence, too.
Great, because
TNA... But a lot of political intrigue and then deep, like, mythological archetypes. Like, it's good stuff.
Takes your mind off your lousy tax situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Aren't they amazing?
Well, and also you find yourself in that show at certain points. Some of the villains are so villainous, like you're cursing at the television. Like that Joffrey, that King Joffrey is one
Yeah.
I'm going to have to punt on that decision to say that word.
Oh, boy. Stop watching the depressing Smithsonian.
It is. It does sound depressing. It's like air disasters and old war Nazi documentaries. And it's look, 2019. Look to the future.
Let me tell you something, millennial.
Wow, he just pointed at me, folks.
Let me just, this is from the Daily Signal.
Okay.
And according to the Daily Signal, these indoctrinated youths that we're cranking out of our schools,
mm-hmm.
a good percentage of them believe that George Bush killed more people than Joseph Stalin. How does that happen?
I don't know. But you see what I've had to survive?
I mean, Stalin...
I went through the same system.
...was a mass murderer. Every president...
Stalin killed more people than Hitler.
He, by about three times. And a good number of them were his own people. He starved them. He was the single most horrible human being of the 20th century. Hitler, he's one. Hitler's 1A. Not that they, you can rank. I mean, but once again, this youthful embrace of socialism. Then it was saying, what were the women? There was a story about the millennials whining about something today. I know. I've got just the.
I can check our generation meeting notes if you like. Because we all congregate together, all million something of us.
Well, you guys are always bitching.
Really?
And we're getting tired of it. In fact, we've even started a campaign.
Life is hard, but if you're a millennial, it's the worst. In fact, 3 in 5 millennials say life is more stressful now than ever before. Or in their words,
life is stressful AF.
That's why we need your help to save the millennials. Your small donation will go toward a millennial in need for about the price of a cup of coffee. You can, well, buy a millennial a cup of coffee.
Is this like fair trade, shade-grown artisanal coffee? Or is this that, like, basic Folgers crap? Hashtag old people.
At Save the Millennials, we aim to help millennials with the real-life stressors they face in everyday life.
Ugh, my selfie with my avocado toast only got, like, 48 likes. FML.
My iPhone's only at 23%. I bet people dealing with a plague never had to go through stress like this.
Won't you help us save the millennials before it's too late?
My Uber driver is still 4 minutes away. I literally wish I would have never been born. Hashtag not blessed.
Yeah, some of us are feeling the same way about you there, Toots.
Yeah, that stuff pisses me off.
Well, there is a lot of... My Uber driver is 4 minutes away. My avocado toast only got 43 likes. It would be funny if it wasn't true.
Right.
But it is. Whiny ass people.
Because there are no boomers I know that constantly whine.
That's hot in here. I am so hot in here.
You're hot?
Yeah.
Do you have any ailments or are you healthy as a horse?
I'm as healthy as Amy Klobuchar.
Did you remember your checking traffic instruments today?
Yes.
Yeah, your candles.
Boy, guess who gave me an earful today? Who grossed her out? Emily.
Over your meditation candles?
No. I told her, you know, for the first time in 14 years. I mean, I'll show up here. I may have forgotten everything I gathered on the story or whatever it was I want to talk about. But yesterday, for the first time in 14 years, I forgot I had no cigarettes on me.
Right.
So I told her. I said I had to scrounge around the thinking stoop for half-smoked butts.
I helped you. I actually handed you what I found.
No, we got through it. You helped me. You showed me a resourcefulness as a millennial I didn't. I
plan to explode your expectations once again. This is my job. To rise to the occasion. My elders.
We made it through. We made it through, and I owe you for that. Yes. I owe you big time for that.
Okay.
In fact, we're going to go downstairs in a second. I'm going to treat you.
Oh, I was about to say, I'll invoice you.
Whatever. But Emily was just, like, horrified that I was... you don't understand when you've been a bum... Mm-hmm. And I've been a bum. I know what it's like to have... God, they just kicked me out of some hospital. And I was waiting for somebody to come pick me up, and all I could do was take butts out of the ashtray in front of the... Nothing to smoke. It was terrible.
You know what actually set me off in a bad mood today?
What, Joey?
We'll get into it. It's, you know, let me clear my throat first. I'm sure that Twitter and Facebook, given where they're based out of, San Francisco,
yes,
have some bias going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trump kind of addressed that. I heard that in a Fox News.
But yeah, when I saw that Devin Nunes is bringing a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter, be one thing if he's like, oh, Twitter gave electoral advantages, like they ran an ad or they boosted somebody else's post and didn't allow me to boost mine for a fee. No, he's mad because a Twitter account called Devin Nunes Cow said, Devin Nunes' boots are full of cow turds. He better move on.
I hope he wins.
Somebody else put a Devin Nunes' mom. They were pretending to be his mom. Because apparently somebody's going to believe that's actually his mom.
Good. All power to Devin Nunes. He's one of the few Republicans with balls.
He just seems like a big baby to me.
320 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I hope he finds out that the reason those things, you know, gain traction is because it organically happened.
Ah. What's this? Do you agree with the president's claim the Mueller investigation is a witch hunt? 50% said yes.
Oh, wow.
The fact that anybody doesn't see that is kind of frightening. The fact that the president has an approval above 3 is amazing. The people are starting to think for themselves. They know what you're up to.
Well, and also I'm upset because it seems like a trend, Greg, of people trying to bring, say, the fairness doctrine to social media. And they can shove it up their backside.
Well,
conservatives dominate talk radio, liberals dominate social media and other media outlets. And that's how it's worked out in terms of the economics, in terms of what people want to listen to, how they want to consume their news and information.
Don't you think there's anything sinister about these people in the upper reaches of Silicon Valley conspire? Now, they're all millionaires.
Yes.
They're rich beyond their wildest dreams because of what? Capitalism.
Yes.
And they're coordinating their efforts to steer opinion towards an embrace of socialism, which is not going to be in their best. I don't get it. Oh, there's the Bezos thing.
As the president with tens of millions of followers continues to speak on their platform.
Look, fair is fair. Just make it fair. Why do you have to put algorithms that, you know...
Oh, yeah, and I think you and I, all sorts of people can complain what's fair or not and give them hell when we don't think they're acting fairly. I'm all for that. I just want politicians and the law to stay out of it.
You don't think that the corporate these social media giants have reached the point where, like we did 100 and some years ago, said you have too much, no monopolies?
No. I think antitrust legislation is mostly a joke. Like that lawsuit against Microsoft. You're giving away a free internet browser with your operating system. That's not fair to Netscape. Who the hell uses Internet Explorer or Netscape anymore? It just seems like a cynical ploy by competitors or certain people in the government to bring down certain businesses.
Here's good news. My mucus is becoming a lighter color now, so I must be getting better.
I am a decongestant for you. I use my wit and my passion and my angst, and I decongest Greg's lungs.
Boy, that was a good first half hour then.
Exploding expectations.
And expectorations.
And tonight on the Smithsonian Channel.
You didn't give me the third show. What's the one after Air Disaster?
Oh, I've got to pull it up. Oh, no. Okay, hold on.
There's 3 hours of prime time.
It's got to load. It's got to hold on.
So we know
on.
Sea disasters, disasters at sea, air disasters. What follows that?
Oh, my goodness, Greg. At 9 p.m., America in color, organized crime.
Wow!
It's the 1920s.
You got to see these shows because they have developed a colorization process so that... You know, all the newsreel stuff from the 20s was all everybody moved real fast and choppy. Now they and they've found a way to so that everything is naturally colorized, and those are really good documentaries. You should watch one.
So I could see Al Capone, Lucky Luciano.
Yeah.
All in color.
Those guys. Yeah.
Wow.
They were the rock stars of the 20s, man.
Man, that prohibition worked well.
Yeah, it sure did. Let's have some more. Starting with the conservative opinion. Let's prohibit that, shall we? See how that goes. 332. It's my humble but experienced opinion that the best team of air conditioning specialists, plumbers, works under the name Clarks. A Clark's Club membership has value to you because, first of all, for $159, you get two tune-ups to your system, usually right in advance of the major seasonal change. So if you were to join now, they get you ready for the summer so that your system runs efficiently. They get in there and they check to make sure there's nothing going on. Because your AC unit, which nobody wants to replace because it's thousands of dollars, should last 20 to 30 years if it just gets basic service. If they spot a problem, you can get a repair done with a discount on parts and labor. And when your system's running efficiently, you'll be paying the minimum in electric costs. As we learned the hard way last year, we had some kind of weird sludge buildup that the filter didn't catch. And we got an electric bill. It was almost $500. It was like, whoa, this is something seriously wrong. Clark's came out, found the problem, fixed it. Next month, $80 lower. And that was right in the middle of the summer. So you really do appreciate what they bring to the table in terms of experience. They're just when they come to your house, they're such great people to have around. Many listeners have said, no, you're right. I did want to ask them if I could fix them a sandwich or a refreshment. You know, they're just really great. They're the best at what they do. But as human beings go, find me a better one. You can't. Their plumbers are an extraordinarily talented group. So for the infrastructure of your home and your family's comfort, you just can't team up with a better group than Clark's. Call them at 277-2125. Get your membership started. And know that throughout the year, you've got 24/7 protection on your family's comfort and your infrastructure. They're a phone call away. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. It is time to take our first look at the roads for this afternoon. We got your local news, Rich's forecast. And then we're going to talk about Mike Trout, $430 million contract.
Yeah,
for Trump.
Or a Sport of Kings or something. Yeah.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywash is rolling through our 3 o'clock rush hour, and we don't see anything to cause you any problems anywhere around the river region. Things are really smooth on the boulevard. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, but no delays. The interstates are the same way. You don't have any trouble on 65 or 85, and we don't see any problems on the 31s. If we make a trip up around the Millbrook area, there is a large crowd on Highway 14 that extends down Highway 143, so be careful there. And, of course, in Wetumpka, around the high school and the casino area is really busy. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event, with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Senator Elizabeth Warren is wrapping up a three-state southern swing with appearances in Alabama today. This afternoon, she is in Selma before ending her trip tonight in Birmingham. A truck-driving preacher accused in the killing of two teenage girls from South Alabama decades ago was found with the same genealogy database techniques that identified the suspect in the Golden State serial killings last year. Ozark police turned to the same company for help solving the killings of Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. They arrested Coley McCraney and charged him with murder. Former Auburn assistant coach Chuck Person has pleaded guilty to a bribery conspiracy charge in the widespread college basketball bribery scandal. Prosecutors say he accepted over $91,000 in bribes to steer players with NBA potential to a financial advisor. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are rolling into the last night of winter officially, and it's going to feel chilly with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 38. That's way below normal. Tomorrow, first day of spring, sunshine, high temperature up to about 67. That's a little below normal, but spring officially begins at 4:58 p.m., and there will be a full moon tomorrow night as well. Thursday, high temperature around 70. I've got us dry, but, you know, the rain chances are under 20%. And then on Friday, low 70. 70s, how about middle 70s on Saturday? The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We're renting out pontoon boats where you can cruise up and down the river and enjoy your family and friends. And all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have any kind of boating license. We can get you fixed up and you can have a good time. So all that information you can check out at CapitolOysterBar.com or our Facebook page, either one. And now let's talk about good eating. Those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina, those big old fat snow crabs, all that out of the steamer. We'll go over to the grill, cook you up hamburgers, ribeye steaks, how about an amberjack poor boy, good old grouper, swordfish. We know you're getting hungry. Now let's talk about entertainment, because it's all going on at the Oyster Bar this week, man. We're so happy Eden Brent's back, that old boogie-woogie Mississippi piano playing girl, and she'll play some of that lowdown blues. And I'm telling y'all, we're going to have fun down here. That's every Sunday at 5, we bring you live entertainment. So get down here with your family, come soon, and come hungry.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
John Oliver, mind if we take you out of context and do a fake interview?
I definitely don't care.
So you were born in England.
Which is gross. It's gross.
But you live in the United States and make fun of Americans.
The real story is much more complicated.
Mm-hmm. And who's your latest target?
Jay Leno.
Yeah, he did The Tonight Show five nights a week for almost 20 years.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's because you only do a show once a week and it's on HBO.
I'm already so angry about it.
So maybe you could take your anger and go back to England.
Oh, I absolutely should.
One last question. What two words do we want to hear from you?
John, be gone.
Yeah, be gone, you turd. It's 3:43 on News Talk 93.1. Jay Leno, I mean, come on. You got nothing better to do but knock him? In a million years of evolution, you'll never be what Jay Leno was. Who learned from Johnny Carson, by the way.
Yeah.
You can do politics. See, it's not that they can't do political humor. It's the big change is where it's coming from. As Rich Little pointed out on the show, it's like he does not consider SNL to be funny because where they're coming from is their own personal vitriol, hate for the president. It isn't funny.
Well, and I think it's become a trend where everything now to people active in politics suggests politics. Where it's like, no, I'm just making a movie here, just doing a funny show every weeknight. It's just like everything is now questioned is what side are you on? And I think it's poisoning culture. You know, Andrew Breitbart had a great line that politics is downstream from culture. And so if you control the culture, you'll control the politics. But I think it goes the other way, too. Sometimes politics pollutes the river of culture way too much. It's where we are now.
Speaking of pollution, guess who came to our state today? And they always go to Selma. A town that needs serious help is in decline. But it helps them shine their, I'm such a... Elizabeth Warren is here.
Where the air is fine with the sweet smelling pine and the countryside's pretty.
Pocahontas.
And you see daffodils peeping over the hills for a hundred loving mama bear. Just take a left at the bridge to find the quick of town bridge. And in a minute you're there.
What she has that in greater abundance than any other politician that's climbed out of the Democratic clown car to join the presidential race? Chutzpah.
Hmm.
That woman has chutzpah that there is no dipstick big enough to measure.
I agree.
It's the record is there. It's out in the public that you called yourself, you applied for the Texas bar as a Native American, which you are not. She's been caught red-handed, and yet she runs around like, well, that's no big deal. No, that is a big deal. First of all, it's still in dispute whether, you know, these attempts to rectify past racial injustices by even having that as an answer on an application. What is your race? I think we're at the point we don't need to ask anybody that anymore. But you did it. You played the system, you white bitch. And you still think that you should run for president? That's like a guy that up until the year 2007 brags about being born in Kenya and then says, whoa, wait a minute. You know about that. That's it. It's in a book. That was published, the biography, he's the first Kenyan-born senator from Illinois. Then he gets his nose and the rest of him out of joint because somebody has the audacity to bring that up. But where were you born?
Oh, I remember that. It was like one of those publisher, he had a book and the publisher put out notes to people for PR.
And at that time, he was bragging about his Kenyan roots, which doesn't do you much good when you're running for president of the United States. and then gets, you know, wet in the shorts when somebody dares bring it up. Yeah, get rid of the Electoral College so the rest of us can live under the tyranny of California and New York for the rest of our lives. No thanks, woman. What does she get the balls to do this with her butch haircut and finger pointing? While you're in Selma, why don't you, tell you what, lose your security for a minute and just walk around Selma and ask people, what do you guys need? How can we make this a viable city again and lower the crime rate? Just without any protection, just do it.
Yeah, because, you know, if we got rid of the Electoral College, all sorts of presidential candidates will be racing to Mississippi to go campaign.
Yeah.
Talk about a big, important population center.
We will be 48 states supporting the other 57. Get rid of the Electoral College. That's what saves this country. Especially when you got a state like California that's openly encouraging illegals to vote. They don't have the right to vote. You can't just arbitrarily give that. That's against this thing we call the Constitution. It's supposed to be the law of the land, which only matters when you're arguing for, I guess, on the left for abortion or Obamacare or some other stupid, well, not stupid, but that's when the Constitution matters. What American, what other country on the planet Earth would allow a non-citizen to come and vote in there? Suppose you travel to France. You're there legally. You got your passport. You're just there to see the Eiffel Tower. And, oh, hey, they're having a presidential election this week. How do we go and vote? Try that. See how you, the reaction you get there or anywhere else. Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg. Did you get a chance to watch the Laura Ingraham angle last night?
No.
I love it. You know that issue with the privileged kids getting into the universities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had some people of color that were screaming and hollering that this is a fine example of white privilege. And Laura spoke back to him. She says, this is not a story about white privilege. This is about the wealthy and the privileged having privilege. It's got nothing to do with color. It's got to do with the privileged people taking advantage of the system. I just couldn't believe they could turn around and try to make a racial issue.
That's another thing. They act like there is nobody of color with wealth in this country, which is total BS.
Exactly. And those 48 indictments.
We live in a nice neighborhood. I would say, the majority of residents in my area are African Americans. So what? They're living in nice homes. This idea that everybody in one group is impoverished and oppressed and beaten down. Stop with that.
Why is it that the media...
And by the way, we all get along just fine. We smile and wave at each other and say hello, Chris. Stop it. You see, that doesn't work for a certain part.
Well, didn't they have like over almost 48 or 50-plus indictments? And the media, our great media, is only selecting 2 or 3 white women. Where's the other 40-plus people? Why don't you show their faces, name their names, and show that that privilege goes across all color barriers?
Yeah, it does.
They won't.
No, they won't.
Doesn't fit their agenda. So they
and
doesn't
they keep getting away with it as long as we let them do it.
That's right. All right, appreciate it, Greg.
Sure. Here is Rodney.
Yeah, guys, that's why the hands of dealing with them is in our hands, is when they pull all this crap. But anyway, back to Elizabeth Warren, why are they running? This is just based on my theory, Greg. Mm-hmm. But I believe that Michelle Obama was supposed to run until somebody may get scooped up into all this investigation and probably can't run because they're going to have a blemished name. So the Democrats woke up and said, hey, screaming and hollering, everybody, anybody, all the ignorant idiots, anybody, we don't care, just run for president. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on right now. So I don't really care what they do or how they do it. They're a bunch of nuts. Just let them run around, mm-hmm. and then we'll watch how they act after Trumpinator wins the next presidential election.
He's got a lot to run on.
I renamed him a nickname, and it's Trumpinator now because he's taking them out like a Terminator, one after the other.
Good work, Rodney. Thanks so much for the call. It's 3:52 already. We haven't even. What have we accomplished? Nothing. What have we accomplished most days?
I have made you cough up some of your phlegm with my vicious wit.
That's one. Hey, you know what's back? I'll play it in a second. We have the March Madness, all 64 teams. You know that song we play every year?
Yeah, yeah.
We got it today.
Okay.
We'll play it in a minute.
Cool.
But we want to talk to Alexia at El Jalisco. Hi, Alexia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hungry.
I want to tell you the specials.
Yes, the specials.
99 cent tacos today.
Yes, Taco Tuesday. It's March Madness.
Yeah. So you guys come and get your tacos for 99 cents. And we have the margaritas on special happy hour. Don't miss out on happy hour. It ends at 7. We have the enchilada dinner for $6.99. And we have the nachos fiesta for $6.99 as well.
The incredible prices, but I tell you, you know, and if you, I'm not knocking fast food, we all do it.
Mm.
But if you want to see the difference between authentic Mexican tacos and what you get through a drive through window, you need to go to El Jalisco, 99 cents. You bring the family and stuff yourselves for less than $20. That's pretty good. And you'll get great service from Alexia and Melanie and my goddess, my dimpleada, Monica. It's so funny. I love it. I was there the other day, and somebody came up and said, you do have incredible dimples.
Wow.
She does.
Yeah.
So you get great, friendly, attentive service and incredible value with authentic Mexican food. Happy hour ends at 7 o'clock, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you got the deal, the $2.99 beer and the $3 margarita, correct? Frozen or?
Right.
Regular?
Frozen or on the
Okay, so get over to El Jalisco. It's Taco Tuesday. The stampedes begin. They're right in front of the Burlington Coat Factory across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway. And say hi to the gang over there for me, okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right, it is 3:54. This is the song I was discussing with Joey a moment ago. This is the 12th year we've had this.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes, Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times, Four, Bison, and Terriers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more. Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks, Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Two Knights, Doves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange, Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
I just got a text from an associate, a friend, a confidant.
Oh.
An insider.
Really?
A mole.
Like a rodent?
Who I will leave nameless for the moment. He just sent me a text saying, is this true? Because this is your group, he's talking. Male millennials believe that it's normal to sit to tinkle.
No, I usually stand up. I will sit the tinkle if it's like the middle of the night, like 2 in the morning, and it's dark and I want to turn the light on. But it's easier that way.
The only time it's okay to do that is to create a seal of soundproof. Like,
yeah,
if right. you're, let's say you're on a first or second date with somebody you're still getting to know.
Right, yeah.
You don't want to make it sound like there's a horse pissing in her toilet.
Well, but it's
or like somebody opened
it's
a fire
a game
hose.
Time decision. Because sometimes you want to be quiet and you go to the top of the bowl and you avoid the splash in the water. Or if you think she'll be impressed by your virility.
Yeah.
And like how you're really firing it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a judgment call. Kind of like a pass interference call or something.
Remember to tell you a story about a guy named Jeff I worked with years ago.
Have you ever been about to be on a date and you get the tummy boil? Like,
oh, the growls?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And I have good stomach acoustics, so if my stomach growls,
likewise. Man, so tell me, why do you like your mother better than your father?
Would you bring your dog? Bring your dog with you. It's 3:56. Fox News coming up.
As we roll on through a Tuesday afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we got a pretty good afternoon for traveling. It's a little bit busy on the boulevard, especially on the south side. We see lots of traffic around the truck stop at I-65, also between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. And we're starting to see our customary jam up around I-85. It's not too bad right now. If you're out there traveling, just look out for the other traffic. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. No problems there, and we don't see any problems getting in or out of Prattville or Wetumpka this afternoon. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community University College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on this month?
With tax season here, you need to take advantage of our last month for off-season pricing and use your tax refund to invest in your home's indoor comfort with a new energy-efficient system.
Are you wondering how to spend your tax refund wisely? Use it on a new system or as a down payment and save up to 50% of your heating and cooling usage on your utilities.
Call now for a free estimate and for a limited time get a low, affordable off-season price.
Great idea. Save now, invest in your home's indoor comfort and save on your utilities every month.
And if you don't want to use your tax refund, that's okay. Call and ask us about our new smart financing program.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today. Invest your tax refund in your home's indoor comfort. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world.